Hello, this 5 minutes of the prophetess, Psalm 91, episode 178, 178. So we are personalizing Psalm 91 and verse 9 and 10. It says, because I have made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, my habitation. So because I've done that, what happens? Then verse 10 replies you. It says, because of that, there shall no evil befall me, neither shall any plague come nigh my dwelling. So this is what you say, and this is when you say, Amen. Is it true for you? This is it. The word of God. I mean, that this is God's word. This take it as the last message that God sent Jesus to deliver to you. And you sit in your room, and Jesus comes there and says this to you: there shall no evil befall you, because you have made me my your habitation. Oh, hallelujah. So in this episode, I want to talk about another side, because I've spoken about pleroma, how you are sharing in the fullness of Jesus according to Colossians 2:8. So that was in the previous episode. So now I want to talk about another side of the coin, in the sense that now you also have become God's habitation. So the first in the last episode, I talked about God is your habitation, and then this one, you are God's habitation. Oh, hallelujah! Do you know what 2 Corinthians 6:16 says? It says, and what agreement has the temple of God with idols? God calls you the temple of God and calls the unbeliever idols. For ye are the temple of the living God. Oh, listen, imagine you are the only person on this earth, and God is saying this to you. You are the temple of the living God. I am the temple of the living. I believe it. I am the temple. I am his habitation. I am his house. I am his temple. You are the temple of the living God. And God has said, I will dwell in them. When did he say that? Yes. John 14, 23. Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words. And now listen, now listen. And my Father will love him. Oh, look at how, look, Jesus looking into your eyes and saying to you, listen, my Father will love you. And not only that, and we, the Father and I, will come unto you and make our abode with you. John 14, 23. That was just before Jesus left. He said to you, we will come and make our abode with you. We will come. You are my habitation. You are where I live. You are where I live. You are my habitation. Oh, I believe it. I believe it. And you ought to live as the habitation of God. Ah. When you know there are some places you can just gather anything and go and dump it there, and nobody says hey to you, nobody says why. You can go and dump it there, but there are some places you, even when you chew gum and you drop it, you'll be fined. I visited Singapore. Hey, if you drop it, you'll be fined. You not just fined, wait. And they will tell you all the things that will happen to you, that when you do this, you'll be given canes on the back, lashes on the back. Why? They won't allow you to drop just anything. Satan can come and drop cancer and go away. Cancer of the lungs, cancer of what? Who told you? Oh, he cannot drop anything with you. No way. Tell him no way. Why? Because the Bible says, I am the temple of the living God. 2 Corinthians 6:16 says so. And John 14, 23 also says so. I believe it. And because he lives here, Sickness, diabetes, you cannot. Diabetes, you do not have. Because he lives here. Death. D-E-P-B-T. Cannot tie me up. Because he lives here. The bank cannot repossess my house. I reject that. I refuse that. In the mighty name of Jesus. Do you understand? This is how to live. This is Christianity. This is how it's done. You're blessed. Blessed to be a blessing. Bye.